Thanks for calling Penguin Book Writers. How can I help you?
Yes, I have been trying and trying to. I've been working with, I don't know if he's a manager or exactly what. His name is Steve Wilson.
All right, so you're trying to get hold of Steve Wilson, am I correct?
Well, actually, I have several. I have several questions. Hang on a second.
So you were our existing client, if I'm not wrong.
Pardon?
I'm saying that you are our existing client, if I'm not wrong. And you're looking for Steve Wilson.
Well, I actually, I would like to speak with someone who is like a superior of Steve or Max Wilson.
Okay.
I have some concerns.
Okay, and can I have your name, please, so I connect you to the relevant person?
Lucinda Schmidt.
All right. Give me a moment.
Hello, this is Don from the compliance team. May I please know who's talking?
Yes, my name is Lucinda Schmidt.
Hey, Lucinda, how can I help you?
Well, I have a manuscript at Penguin Book Writers that I submitted it in late last year, and I would like to get it printed. I paid for the publishing and the promotion. I paid for that package.
And now you want printing?
It's still not even published.
Oh my God!
And yeah, I'm serious. And so I am, of course, as you might well imagine, very unimpressed with the inattentiveness of the manager I've been working with, whose name is Steve Wilson.
Do you want me to get him changed?
Oh my God, thank you. He is, seriously, between you and I don't know how he still has a job with your company. I cannot possibly be the only author that's complained about him.
Oh my God. Let me do one thing for you, Lucinda. I'm immediately going to, as you were telling me everything, I'm writing up a report. As I'm from the compliance team, my entire job is to fight for our clients. And if any project manager is slacking, we report them to our management. So what I'm going to do for you immediately, I'll do two things for you. First, I'll get him changed immediately so that you're, you know, there's a relief to the pain that you're going through. And we pick things up, you know, even faster than they're supposed to be before. Second thing that I'm going to do to ensure that such thing does never happen to any other client of ours ever again, I'm going to type up a detailed report. I'll review all the correspondence between you and Wilson and see what happened and where things, you know, broke down, why he's not, you know, picking things up like everyone else at our company. You know, this is such a rare thing that somebody called and tells me that, you know, their book was delayed and, you know, their project manager is not responding. Because the Penguin Book Writers, excellence is the only thing that we aim to achieve.
So, his name is not Lawson, it's Steve Wilson.
Absolutely. Steve Wilson. I know, he's a skinny,
and
tall guy.
I don't know who you're going to assign me with, but there has been... One time, I finally wrote Penguin Book Writers yourselves. I mean, I went to the chat with us on your website, and I got a response back. I think her name was Haley.
Yeah, she's one of our chat support agents, Haley. She helps people that come on website and helps them navigate.
She was very kind and very helpful. And I thought, could I find her or a person like her to work with my manuscript and then the subsequent promotion?
Haley directly might not be able to take over your plan, your program, as she is not a project manager, but more of a consultant and helps people make decisions. But I do know exactly what I can do for you. There's another sweet soul at our office, one of the people at project management team. I'll ask her to take over if she has to. But either way, I'll make sure that somebody with the same radiant soul like Haley is taking over your project so something like this never happens again.
I am so very grateful to you. And may I have your name?
Absolutely. My name is Jeff, J-E-F-F,
Okay. And
Chase. Jeff Chase, that's my name.
J-A-M-E-S?
No, no, J-E-S-S. You know, J as in Jacob, E as in elephant, F as in Frank, F as in Frank. So Jeff?
I got that. What is your last name?
Chase, you know, C-H-A-S-E.
Oh, Chase, as in Chase Bank.
Yeah, just like that bank. I wish I owned
okay.
some.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a direct line or an extension?
Oh, every time you call here, there are just a few phones here, and this is like a direct compliance number. Just ask them to get you connected to Jeff Chase. Pretty much everybody knows me, and they'll get you connected to me. Okay? But I'm from the compliance team, so let's say if any other team is picking up your call, just tell them to get you connected to compliance, and I want to talk to Jeff there.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you, Jeff, how soon will you have a more effective and efficient project manager assigned to me, to my
Absolutely. I'm looking at an amazing person right now, and he probably is, going to be a great help. I'll ask him to get in touch with you. Let me ask him if he's available. When is he available? Give me just one second. Okay, I'm putting up on a brief hold and talking to him. Give me one second.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Olsen, it's around 12:40 here. You should be expecting a call from one of the best people in my team in the next 30 minutes, so around 12:10. I've already explained the entire case, and he would know you because, you know, he's part of the project management team. So just tell him your, concerns in any way you want, and then he's an amazing soul. You'll know. He'll get everything resolved for you. And if you're comfortable with text, or tell them that you're comfortable with text as a mode of communication. If you want somebody to primarily just contact you over calls, just tell them just call you for all the updates. So whatever mode of communication you're most comfortable with, just make sure you tell them that's the mode of communication you prioritize. Okay?
Oh, okay. And thank you. What is his name?
Give me one second. Josh. His name is Josh. He's the senior project manager.
Awesome.
Okay.
Josh. Well,
Josh
thank
Baker.
You. Thank you so very much.
No problem, Cinda.
I'm so grateful for your help.
Okay. Perfect.
And
have a great day.
And I'll put the call back from Josh.
30 minutes. He will give you a call himself. I don't have his number right on my desk, but he's sitting right across the table and has given me a confirmation. He's in a meeting right now, which will wrap up in 15 minutes, then he'll review your case in 10 and call you in 5. So just 30 minutes from now, you'll be getting a call from him.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Aw, such a sweet soul you are, Lucinda. We're looking forward to make this an amazing experience for you. I do apologize for this small speed bump, but that's all it was, a small speed bump. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be looking forward to have an amazing conversation with you in the future, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.